every chiluk, every member of Klal Yisrael has a chiluk, and it's common as a common symbol. But no, every common is a kapara. Every common symbol is the start of the day. In some English, you start the day by each member of Klal Yisrael makrif his chiluk in that code and tell Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a common, every single member of Klal Yisrael has a chiluk, common symbol. Ktoris is for the kohen. Ktoris is also mechaper, but Ktoris is not the avoid of the kohen. Ktoris is the it's avoid the chaviv to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Avoid the chaviv to Mas Chaviv. Avoid it Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe so that's the way. Sacha Kol getting up to the tefillah that we need to ask Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to be meratzeh Hakadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachon. Avoid it, which is a lot of moed for all the korbanos. So maybe so. By all kavanas, it says kol aloi met hil aylok hil hekav oiros. The chamar dekazach. We don't find anywhere. It doesn't say kol aloi met. Kol aloi met hil chaslam dal minim malam akasab kilo nafal dal minim. You got to do the math of the bar. For my kavanas, it's malal of akasab kilo hekav akasab shem. Yeah, so long as the Kushat is that some English, the Mishkan is the Bechina Bris Oyla, we discuss very often, right? Yidehara, the Tzal, Oisi, Shenivu, Ben Shumai, Moritz. The whole Mahalach, the Bessam English, works like the Mahalach of Bris Oyla. Bris Oyla, we say every day, Boch Shoma, the Tzawi Bidib Sukhuzi, Boch Shoma, Vahoya Oyla. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachal, it's Omar, the Omar is Vahoya. The previous Oilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't make HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kaviyachal Ulman Morris to be born, Baruch Shalom HaVahoya HaOinam. In other words, Baruch HaOimeh Vo'oiseh, in other words, the Amir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Asiyah. The Amir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gidle, as soon as HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal is Magal HaMachshava, like Tivu's Magal HaMachshava, there is a Briyam. And Amir of HaKobanas, which is in the Mishkan, the Mishkan is called Chelev Yisamimash, it's called Yimedaber HaKorban. That's the Korban. It's fresh, nothing goes stale, nothing goes off, nothing goes. Like Yapila Isha Mirach, Mirach Akhtois, never cause a miscarriage. The Bechina of walking into Oilam, Oilam Chaim, Oilam Shlefnea Misa, Oilam Shlefnea Misa is cool. It's a Mitzalah, but it's okay. Yidera is Shinibra Bam Shemaim Oris, Mela Kol, Mela Kavonis, which is the Ekot Chalabes Amidash, the Kavonis, is the Amir Shafta Redi the Kavon. Amir, so that's just by saying an Amir, has to shine a Kavon. All in Yom, the Bessam English was a Safran in Yom, the Bessam English was Shalom Shalom on the which this he so dances the kasha. But this is you walking into the Olam of the Fnei Abriya, and maybe it's Shkan Kasha, I can't think now, but something that's so that's fancy.
You walk to cope, there's two of those things.
That's what I mean, but that's what Ktoris is, Avoy the Chaviv, and Fnei Kachvach, since all the Kabbalahs share the common thing, that when you say the Karban, so now look, when you say the Ktoris, you have to be careful to say the Ktoris without missing out any, because I was the Chiv Ktoris, entering the Chiv Ktoris, so Shadam Shat is the same Ktoris, it's the Makrit Ktoris. It's a Moedic school of Korbanos, saying the Korban Makri Korbanos, because there, in the same English, it's the Gedar of Bria, it's through the Gedarim of the Maisa of Bria. So Amira is Asiya, not Amira leads to Asiya. Amira is Asiya. It's the Gvalti Gizach of Imara Korbanos. That's why the
Talmud
is with the Talmud. Talmud is we makri the Korban, but I'm saying it shares by all the Korbanos. Talmud is a Korban that we have to be makri for ourselves. It's a Korban Tzibur. Ktoris is an Indian that the Kohen Gadol was makri, that was avoided for the Kohen Gadol, but it's avoidance. Miratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an avoidance. Miratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's an avoidance. Kilu, that you say the Ktoris was Otzah HaMagif. Avoid the Ktoris itself. The famous of the Avodah Ketores itself is a Avodah which is Mechaber, Makasha, together the whole area, the Bismidish, and all the Bechinas, Noinah. Because the fire for the Kol of the Mizbech HaKtoyis, they took from the Mizbech HaKitzoyim. Right? The fire from the Mizbech to light, Mizbech HaPnimi, which is the Mizbech HaKtoyis. Where did they take the fire from? They took the fire from the Mizbech HaKitzoyim. The Mizbech HaPnimi was opposite the Oran. In the oil moon, it was exactly the Pasuk says, a moon like a person has to be opposite the Oran. So in other words, you see the fire you're getting from out there. And it's facing the other thing, the Kodesh Kodesh and the Kodesh, which the Kohen Gadol took inside the Kodesh Kodesh as well, which means the fire started from all the way down there. And it brings to all the way up there, and there's a void, the Kodesh Kodesh that can take somebody from Achia Chitzoin and bring him into the Achia Pnimi. It's the Kohen, which is Meratza. When somebody's Meratza, when you Meratza somebody, that's the Hiskalos of all the mitzvahs together. In other words, says that when you make a king happy, so Pshat is Simcha Ladag of Simcha is that it's Mahapach. All nyonim which are hafachim is the pechen of simcha is mechaber. That's why, for example, in the key is a genusa. It's well done by Parah, by Pashas Miki. So the melech used to have a genusa at the end of the Parah. He used to have on his yom malchus, whatever. They used to have a party. And what did he used to do at the party? They used to pardon people who deserve to be punished. That's what Yosef said to the Bion Yom Genusa. Shal Parah, Yisra, and in the meantime, he'll pardon you, etc. That's what they have still today. Kilo, it's a big day. So the president or the king, whatever, he pardons people. Simcha is ma'apach din terachim. Simcha, when somebody is simcha, it's the skullus of all the dinim. It's the talk of all the dinim. And the meaning that the Ketores is the Rechina, which is combining all the ladies together. The Zaydish and the Ratzah, the Kodeshwar, so it can take something from the dark of Mizbech HaChitzam with the Makkabeimus right into the Kodesh HaKadosh. So where did the Shaykh to everybody? Therefore, one of the Simonim is a Chalbana. The Chalbana has a terrible smell. So why do you put the Chalbana? Because I don't know, from there you have to be Mitzarech, even Poshu Yisrael, but Philosom. Most, in other words, Ketores is a Koyach, that everything, either Ketores smell very nice. But it was made also from Chalbana, but when Chalbana is together, the Ulan is Samamonim, all the Achamas of Samamonim, is then it's the Skal into it, and the Mena also has a nice smell. So even in people who are in the Vita, very, very distant, Dargus, nevertheless, when there's Skal together, Derech, the Avim is a Ketores, it's the Vedush is Meratza, Kaviyachla, it's Vedush is Meratza, brings a Kodshbochel to the level of Simcha, brings a Kodshbochel to the level of Simcha, as then he's Meratza, then he's Mechapa, and everything. But Rabbeinu went up to Shemar to get the Torah. So the Pasuk says in Shabbat, the Gemara says, Shabbos after the Malachim were Moida, that he should get the Torah, they also gave, even the Malachim Avos gave him a Matana. Which Matana the Malachim Avos gave him? The Torah. Gave him the secret of the Torah, because by the Magefa, by the Malachim Korach, well, how did Aaron stop the Magefa with Ketores? Where did he get the Ketores from? The Malach Amavis, when the Malach Amavis gave it to him, by Kabbalah Sotara. Malach Amavis is the Malach who's a Mamuna on the Chet of Odom, or the Chet of Odom Yushin, it's the Chet. And then Ketores is Masak, and Ketores brings you to Daga before. And then the Malach Amavis is Mamuna since the Chet of Odom Yushin, and he's the Mamuna Misa. He gave him the Avoid of the Ketores. The Avoid of the Ketores is the Avoid of him, Chapar Misa, the Kapala of Misa, the Bechina of the Kapara. From the form, that's the Bechina of Ash Tenchos. Ashes Pinchas, last week's parasha, we talk about the Kabbalahs, which brings all the Kabbalahs. Where's the Kabbalah Mincha? Kabbalah Tavid, I mean. Kabbalah and Pashas Pinchas, last week's parasha, Tzavis Bnei Zorach, Kabbalah Nilachmi, and the Kabbalah of Shabbos, Yom HaShabbos, and the Rosh Hechot Sheikh, and the Kriv Oila, the Kabbalah of every day, the Kabbalah of Shabbos, the Kabbalah of Shredish, the Kabbalah of the Vaidim, is Pinchas. Pinchas, we always say in the Yimei Mitzarim, because it's a Bechin of Kol HaLemet. In other words, in the Yimei Mitzarim, we haven't got the Bessam Yigdash, what we're doing is that we're learning that Allah is the Kabbalah, and by learning Allah is the Kabbalah, there's a school that it's Mamish Makri, the Kabbalah, and Amei Lechakeh, we're building the Bessam Yigdash at the beginning of Yimei Mitzarim, and Bash is Pinchas.
It's like
Ketores
also burn the afternoon.
Yeah, it's the other. Yeah, it says the Ketores and the Ketores should be in a bar. When I went together, the Ketores, the Kabbalah and the Ketores were together. The Ketores was in a Mimunatza, Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's an Avodah Chaviva, Chaviva to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's like the Basamim they used to bring to kings, it's a Reach. So Reach has a Moedah because it has to bring Kol Yisrael all the way back to the Shoresh. It starts from there. It goes all the way into the Kodesh HaKadosh. It's the only Avodah that ever went inside the Kodesh HaKadosh, because that was the Avodah of Ketores. So it's about the Moedah. It's mechaber everything. In the middle, one side is a shulchan, one side the mizbeach. This was in the middle. Five, whichever
way you look at it,
there's always in the middle. There's always mechaber everything together. Because when there's a bechin of simcha, a bechin of chavivos, a bechin of simcha and rotzayin, is that everything is in mechaber together. The king's din becomes lachm. Everything's in mechaber together. It goes to the back to the.
That's mechaber all the spices.
Also mechaber, even the bad spices, right? Also mechaber, also the bad spices. Also the chelbina is the skull becomes its avodah as the koyach of kiddus. The mission says obviously pila isha merech k'toyus. That is the merech k'toyus is the tikkun. Is the tikkun of malchamavus comes from the malchamavus. It's the malchamavus gives him the tikkun against him. This is how you masak in the chelbina. There's no mumis in the world. That's the k'toyus. Emeila, because that's the tikkun. There's no mis in the world. If emeila, there's a mess of lay pila isha merech. Even though she's far away, in other words, miteva, she should have had a miscarriage, because ladies can have a bonus if they're pregnant. But nevertheless, like pila, she should have no miscarriage. Why? Because it's a shaykh, the care, the whole kateris is what Malcham always gave. It's hebechamis, it's before the chet, it's before the chet. So then it's a nyan. All the spices are all grass, they're all herbs. It's all grass. Grass is a ma'adik adach. Everything is ma'adik in the priya, but grass is ma'adik, and grass is no tikkun. There's no avoiding grass. There's no avoiding grass. Who eats grass? Animals. Right? A yid eats. It eats produce, tvuah, fruit, and vegetables, and tvuah. So ma'adik avoided. There's a mitzvah to do everything. It's kalayim, and it's chumas, and it's maestros, it's kalayim, and that's how. And that's how you, and so we ma'ala the chalakim of the way kus. Shrinking ace of grass, there's no void, we don't need to. If anything, there's no void, I mean, so it's dead, it's nothing there. It's the chayas, it's the void of everything. It's the things that we eat, things that man eats. As a ma'adik atikum. The ma'ala, all in its sights is from in there. He makes a brocha, and he makes all the mitzvahs and the brochas. Grass is nothing. Bracha gefel chazach. That's what the pasuk says, the Kedushas Levi says, that's what the pasuk says. We say in Krishna, Sati Esef, Sat Cholav Emtecha, Vachalta, Sereta, what's Vachalta? The grass? Sati Esef, Besat Cholav Emtecha. The grass is for the Hemis, what's Vachalta, Sereta? What are you eating? Oh, so Pshat is says, Pshat is everything has to have a tikkun. Every person has to be able to make a tikkun. Mela, who eats the grass? The animal. What do we eat? The animal. Okay, it's a shrita, okay, it's a stain, Mela. Mela. The grass that the animal ate that we couldn't be masakin, but now we can be masakin it through. Now we can be masakin it through the animals. That's proper. And sati esav b'sof cholavim techo, and vachalta b'sof atafakeh. That's how you have your tikkun through that. That's how we have our tikkun. Who? What? Kedush Levi says that.
Did you
say? I saw that
yesterday.
What was that about?
No, I thought the guy was thinking that.
Ah, Mamish.
Ah. Same bracha, in same bracha, you should always think about everything that went into, like make a bracha on Mitzvah, everything that happened to it. Like.
To the bread, yeah. And then to Yamal, you mean Yamal every chilek, no.
That person, you think bracha on me, like, Hashem even gave the grass to the animals in order for you to leave the meat.
Shvach shekivam, Sam Shiz God. Amali. He says, it's Shavah Penchas, Kayer, he said, Kilchoy Chashoy, it's Yer Kasodne. Last week's way, 2 weeks ago, Parash and Balak. And Kilchoy Chashoy, it's Yer Kasodne, it's Pasuk, what's the Pshan, it's Pshan, the Ramban asks, it's Kasha, what was the Balak scared of? Balak was the Melech of Moyaf. It's Pasuk, Al Tav, it's Moyaf. No, I to which word Moyaf, so who's scared of? It's Ramban, not it's a Chashoy, what's the Pshan? The Shlevi said that's Pshat. It says that the Pshat is because we know that Sichon, the Gemara says that Amen and Moyaf, tear of the Sichon, which means that Shvach is not said that Sichon should conquer Amen and Moyaf in order that the Klal Yisrael should be able to be Koivish it, because if Sichon wanted to be in Koivish Amen and Moyaf, then Amen and Moyaf would remain Amen and Moyaf in Al Tatzer as Moyaf, and maybe we wouldn't be able to conquer Moyaf. The Emma says that the Goyim think that when Klal Yisrael conquers them, it's a Yerida for them. It's the biggest aliyah, the biggest bracha they can ever have is a Klal Yisrael should conquer them. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nisgad El Vizgad HaShmei Rabbah when he conquers Rabbah Mitzrayim. I mean, the aliyah that they can have, the aliyah that they can have is an aliyah, aliyah Klal Yisrael conquering them. Klal Yisrael conquered them, that causes a Kiddush Shem Shemayim. I mean, that's the aliyah of Amun HaMoyav. Amun HaMoyav is a bayah. You can't conquer them. If you can't conquer them, so they don't have an aliyah. Bilbon said that he was scared. What was he scared? He was scared that Kadosh Baruch Hu, in order that Klai Yisrael should be able to conquer, should bring a tikkun to Am and Amor, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to make somebody else conquer them first. And that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to automatically, Koivish Sichoin, it's a licked in the tikkun and Aliyah, and Koivish Sichoin, also Am and Amor. So maybe that's why, that's why I answered the Ramban's question. That's why I think, so maybe it's a Shabshan and Kosov. Kachoy Chashoy, it's Yer Kasada. So you grass. If we don't eat, there's no tikkun. So Kadosh Baruch Hu sees to it that the behemah should eat. If the behemah eats, and then we shech the behemah, we eat it, we make brachos, and the grass has an aliyah through the behemah in the middle. And that's exactly what Bilam Balak was scared of. Kachoy Chashoy, it's Yer Kasada, Balak, and Sibam Arach Moy, Paisai, Yehud and Melach Moy, then you're scared. The Klali Akash Baruch Hu, just like Akash Baruch Hu wants us to have an aliyah of the grass, the Chalta Vesavata from the grass through the behemah, so Akash Baruch Hu is going to give Amunah to somebody else. The Klali Yisrael should be Koivish them, Mamish, in the same way as Kachoy Chashoy, it's Yer Kasada, that was his papa. So Meina, the Kachoyos has been taken from grass, taken from herbs, and grass is something that Echlal Shokan Tikrin. We just said the whole avoid of Kachoyos is that it takes Chobin, the whole avoid of Kachoyos is that it takes people from his Bech HaChitzim, from fire, on his Bech HaChitzim, which is the lowest part, which is where they take the body high, the behemah is on there, and takes that, and they lead that all into the Kodesh HaKadosh, and it's Tetzach mit Kachoyos, then there's nothing that doesn't have an Ali and a Tikrin. I mean, Dafka was made from herbs, Dafka made from grass, from someone in there. This is an avoid, even the grass, even the Bremen, even the Tzamech, I mean, Tzamech, even that which normally doesn't have a Tikrin, can have a Tikrin, how? Through the Kachoyos. The same way as the Poishe Yisrael. Chazal love for that. Poishe Yisrael, we should start from the tefillah, that they should be mal at their tefillah as well. So it made it, the void of Kodos could take something which even doesn't have, I mean, that was a klala which Ali Mishma was in Skal, the Pasuk says, Bachalto Seis of Asama. All the klala of Chalto Seis, so the Hamachai and Gishmak, the way you have food, Teretz is no, because there's no avoiding. There's no avoiding grass. There's no Chumasamaisris, there's no avoiding grass. There's no avoiding grass, there's no aliyah. Kodosh Baruch Hu is in the Kalu of the Mishma. That his Gashmis is not going to have an aliyah to the Shem. Before the Chet of Adam Rishon, the Gashmis is Kulei Ruchni. His every bit of a Gashmis that he did automatically, he had an aliyah to Shem Hashem. Nisalat, so he's created Erev Shabbos. Everything he does, the Maaseh Sanhedrin says he's created Erev Shabbos, because he can't just sit the Miyah. He should be able to go straight into Siddur Shabbos. So Moshe Pshad was created to go into Siddur Shabbos. He's created to go, the first thing he's supposed to do is Achila. Why? Achila the Bechim, which is Mala, all the Mala, the missions of Adam, the Avoid is to be Mala, the Gashmi, the Ruchni. Only he can do the Avoid, because he's Gashmi and Ruchni. He was created, says the Masanajan, today she comes, the Sudan Yad. So what was the middle of the middle of Chet? I tell you, the mission, look, the Gashmi is the Mela Kashvoch, who says, Shem, even though you were created for Sudan Shabbos. Sudan Shabbos is the Sudan Bearer, that everything has an Aliyah, the Ket, it's ready in the Zbarer. It's called Aliyah. It's Mala, everything to the Shayrish. He was not Zerich, it's the Shabbos, therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Bechaldas Eisah, said, you're going to have to eat something now which doesn't have an Aliyah, it doesn't have a Tikkun. Nevertheless, and the Chamami later, after the Mala, Kadosh Baruch Hu is matter to shecht animals, you matter to eat animals, and to shecht animals, is then, through the animals, you can have the Bechina of an Aliyah. That's the way of Kateris. A big class, it makes something that no other Kateris has a Kateris to be malice. It's a Chinyonim, but Kateris is malice. It's a Chizal, it's a Menachla, Kadosh Baruch Hu. A person's in a dark of Chelben, a person's in a lower dark, he's in a dark of Zvecha Chitzoim, that can leap him ahead, Kateris can leap him ahead and take him all the way into the Kodesh Kodesh. And nothing else can do that. That's a way of Kateris.
Hashem makes a lot, and the second thing is to have a little.
Yeah, Tanyot. No.
Like if someone needs chizuk over here, it's bigger or.
Bigger Ilui. Bigger. No. No, I'm just saying, you mean Shtan Natsu, that's where it's Chobbish. That's where it's Chobbish. Yeah? Ikatayneva Kodesh Baruch, when everything has an Aliyah, So that's the Dharma Kodesh. We say Kodesh in the morning, it's a Ritzui. I'm sure Ritzui for Kodesh Baruch.
For the Ikatayneva,
that's right. Yeah, well, there's a Kodesh that we say after Dharma, it's a Kodesh from over there, and it's a Kodesh from over there. After the davening, we're ready to Kateris in a different market. At the beginning of the morning, we start with Kabbanas, the Kateris taken from the Eish and the Mizbech HaChitza. After Shemana Esra, it's already the Vaiter Kateris. It's ready the Kateris, which is all the way forward. But that's where we start davening. So we have to remember to the Melech. So we have to remember to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. because it's the Bechina. You're doing something which you know is Chaviv Moed Achi, more Chaviv than anything else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Maradik Slav, as we saw last time in the Zion, if a person sees a Chaviv, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu to put a crown on every word of the Parshas Kateris, and they dance with every word of the Parshas Kateris. We saw a show that you know here in the Zion. So, Maradik Akrichas. Shmuel is dancing with Pamela Shemalaka, and Kaviyachal is dancing with Seg Kateris with a Kavona. A half a dick of thing. A very good book, Hashem. I'm happy. Again, I'm sure that I'm not going to be there. To go every day to Mikveh and every day to Makadosh and Matai yourself for Lamin and Sacha. It's also a Bechina going up into the Tekken of Baal Shem Tov, HaKadosh says a Bechina of Mikveh, yes, Bechina of Mikveh. It says in the Kisa Arizal that it's A, Yeshe Bebina, Tzah, Pelot, Igza. It's something that you know, Mikveh, Yem Echav, and Hashem, A, Yeh, Bebina. A, Yeh is a Bechina of Kesa. Tov, it's not yet for you to know, Mechav, I'm saying, just showing you the Indian. Which also the A is the Bechina that's Aleph, and then it's Hey, Yud, and Hey, Hey, Yud, and Hey. But the Oisis of the Shem Avai, except for the Vov, right? The Vov is the Hamshacha to bring it down. But A is the Avoy de Faked, it's with an Aleph, you bring it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in other words, the person wakes up, has a terrible Yiridus Neshama. Yiridus Neshama is now, Yiridus come all the way down, and now it's dispersed in all these environments. It's a tremendous Yiridus Neshama. So as a mikveh, the Dag of A, of Bina, it's the Dag, takes everything back to the Sheresh. Bechina of Maim, the Bechina of Sheresh, everything was Maim. And before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Ruch, we came to HaChefes of Amei HaMoim. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Seiroa HaYabosha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told all the Maim to go to the Mokim HaChad, the Seiroa HaYabosha. Bechina of Tovin yourself into Maim, is a Bechina of Tovin yourself into the Sheresh of all Sheresh, and going back all the way to the Bechina of the Sheresh. But after the Shamas come all the way down and disperse in the roof, after a terrible Yirid in HaShbel, and the Shamas left, go to the Mikvah, so it's Maim. The feeling when you come out to the Mikvah is a feel. A feeling of Isaac, a feeling of waking up in the morning is a feeling of Yirid al Hashbona. The mikvah's mal that person takes the person back into the Bechina Sheresh. It's A, the Bechina Bina, because Bina, everything has its Antoka, everything has its Antoka, when you said in Bina. Chacham is only yet Bina, the Bechina of the Hismash, the Bina, the Bechina of the Riboy, that's why it's the Sheresh of Dinim. But never the Antoka of it, Aim Abana Smecha, right? Aim is the middle of Bina, Aim Abana Smecha, the Ekasim of Ezra, when you go back to the Sheresh, it's the Bechina of the Bina. A, our Bina is the Bechina of the Kesab, it's taking everything back into the Makor. The Shamas come all the way down, doesn't matter, into the mikveh, but back into the Bechina of the Shoresh of the Bria, where everything is Maim, and Maim is covered over. It wasn't Stam that Maim is covered over everything. The Bechina of Maim covered over everything. That's why Maim is Tainuk, Maim is Tainuk, Maim is Tainuk, right? Shows by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First the person has a Tainuk, and then he has a Rotsin, and then he gets down to doing what he wants, right? The person has a Rotsin for what? For what he has a Tainuk for, right? If you haven't got Tainuk for it, he doesn't have the Rotsin. What's the innermost? The Tainuk. Maim is Matzmiach Tainuk. In Gashmis, the Gashmis, the glory discussed that Maim is Matzmiach Tainuk. The Shtalshi from the Mechino of Ruchni, that's where the person's Moyach is from the Yisoid HaMaim, right? The person's Moyach is the Sherish of the Moyach. So it's the mind, the Levis Eish, everyone's going to be the Sechel is the Sheresh of Mayim. The Sheresh of Sechel is the Sheresh of Bechila, bring everything back, Seif Meisel, Machshob, Tchila, Eschola, Meir, Moyach, which is the Eschola, the Sechel, that's the Mayim. The Mayim is the Eschola, the Eschola, Eschola, the Rishis, the Rishis, the Rishis. When a person comes back, comes and goes into Mikra, that's when he's like every Eva of him in the Midbar, because there's a Hiskalus, when he goes back to the Sheresh of the Rishis, there's no Spashtus, there's no period anymore, it's all the Bechim, it's all the Bechim of one.
After it's killed and it's sort of not suppressed in the
book. That's right. Dispersed in the book, but it's in a way it's dispersed. Two ways of being dispersed in the book. One way of being dispersed in the book, the neshama and the feet, and without any communication with the neshama and the fingers, and that's one way. And then there's another way of being dispersed, that it's the one, the neshama is always one. Now it's the slavish into a different levushim. So the question is whether now the neshama is all different, remach different, remach different chalokim, remach different levushim. Each levush has nothing to do with the other levush. The neshama becomes and remains one. Ish na'am echad, which is mefuzah mefarid bein amin. It's made when it's mefuzah mefarid. If it's not an am echad, then it's big. Mikveh enables everything to go back to the shosh. When everything's back into the shosh, it's cool and it's called today. And then the chinov comes back into the mikveh, the chinov the hachanov, kolak smoysai, tamar nashem, chamoichot, shokol, and the whole union is the union of everything coming back to the shosh, everything's coming back to the rishos.
What's the power number that comes to the
power for what?
The random number
That's a three, the seven, some people do more. Mikadin, one's enough.
Yeah.
Mikadin, saying Mikadin to purify oneself, one is enough. The many Golinim is to do three. Seven. Yeah, some people do more. Some people do Tariag. Some people do Ranach. It's next to me, there's a little mikveh, a tiny mikveh in Seville. That was the only mikveh, the nearest mikveh, and everybody knew that one person every day used to do hundreds of tefillahs. Everybody knew that you don't go in the hour, otherwise you come in half an hour until the tiny mikveh. There's one person that said an hour every day used to do all the. Three times is a long amount of time. Same thing, can't in. Yeah, huge hurry, once is a. Not being a swine and I'm under the things, that's three times. Four times ten, Yud, four times ten. Yeah, there's also the Sherish. Yeah, three stands for the Bechina, there's the Indian of three worlds, there's the Eifin of four worlds. When you talk about the Mishkan, Eifin Kuali, you're talking about three Halakim. The President's Group, you're talking about Eifin Kuali, three Halakim, you're talking about the Rosh, the Leif, and the Rabbi. Which is connected to three parts of the Mishkan, which is we know about Atzilus, Yitzibriya, Yitzia, Siri, the small boy from Proti, really, but if you probably could go in my Elion, Elon, Atachim, Elon, Emzoi, right? On the side, Elon, Malachim, and Elon, Elon, Atachim, and Elon, Atachim, which is what Mamish Bavari, but if you probably got the Mishkan connected there, there's three Chalaka to the Mishkan. The Mishkan is also connected to three Chalaka, although Elon, and the person is also, Adam is also the Mishkan of three Chalaka, Seichel, Lev, and the lower part of his body. So, I mean, the three is as I'm saying, the Inkadin once is also enough. As long as you have the rack of one, it's the Kaddish Matai, and it's scalded everything together,
That's
yeah, mine is changing. But it's about the tire, yeah. That's one of the reasons why mine is not tire. Right? Mine is always the kind of tire. Because it's double for the kind of tiny of alien from the tiny of alien from the Shmok. But I'm sorry, the community is one for the champion.
Everything.
But I was once walking around with Yenis and David. Do you know Yenis and David? Every support and son, and I was walking in the home. Somebody, whatever, stopped him to ask him something. Hashem Avrech, written a lot of, whatever, he's printed a lot of things. He stopped him, he was like, the Kudus, he asked Rebbe and David, is there Pnimis to this? No Pnimis, just do it, no Pnimis. Like joking at him, what do you mean is there no Pnimis to it? Everything is Malay, Kulay, Pnimis. Say, person, say, I got that, just shake with Lulav, you know, just take the Lulav, pick it up and shake it, you know. It's not a Gemara, it's a Ibn Ezra. People quote it as a Gemara, but it's an Ibn Ezra. So the Tefillah, the late Kavana, is Kaguf Belein Shammah. You heard of it? No, it's an Ibn Ezra. The Tefillah Belein Shammah, the Tefillah Belein Kavana, is Kaguf Belein Shammah. Everything is the goof. Maisa mitzvah, the goof mitzvah. And then the pnimius, the kavana, the neshama, the mitzvah. What goes up to Shemayim after 120 mitzvahs down here? The goof stays there, the neshama goes up. So this is the kind of mitzvah around the shom. What does that mean? It means the mitzvah stays down here. What goes up? Nothing. Nothing goes up. Mitzin Abba Shaul, right? There used to be shachar in the house. Mitzin Abba Shaul. Who are it's your life? He didn't live in a tall building next to him. He was a Swadi Kamada. He writes, so what do you do with your life? So what do you mean? Mitzvahs after mitzvahs. I'm sorry, but no record of any mitzvahs over here. Why not? There's not a Kamada. No records of Shemayim. So it's Dr. Shemayim. In order that they can get recorded, they can come with Akavana. It's not recorded in Shemayim. Anything that he wants is done with Akavana. It's not recorded in Shemayim. Zerakot says everything. Zerakot says that the Chila Rechim and Shei Dats for the Mitzvahs. The Chila, the Av, and the Yira of the Mitzvah, those are the wings of the Mitzvah. That's what the Pnimius, the Kavana, the feeling of the Mitzvah, it's the wings of the Mitzvah. So some without wings doesn't go up. Tell it because Ach Bosk can go up after a whole life of doing Torah mitzvahs. There's no record of anything up there in Shemayim. Because my grandpa used to say that, and then people are mafalpul, they don't know anything. They do eon the whole time. And so very often, it's not leaving the Elchus, very often it's the own boichs for us, which are not his gal, not Torah. Because the Rebbe says, same thing, you love to Shemayim, and Shemayim says, why do you battle on your life? He says, what do you mean? And then Torah, 18 hours a day, sorry, there's no record of Torah. So that you learn down here with a Shafal Hazeh. It wasn't always given to Moshe Rabbeinu and Asina. It doesn't go to do everything with Pnimius, everything is there. Otherwise it doesn't go up. Every single Nakuda. So what I reflect on him, which is Makadosh and Matai, I'll show you afterwards on the way out. I'll show you the Rabbani said the pages and pages of Kabbalah, so make sure it's in China. Sitzes and Tefillin and everything. You the same way, so just put your Tefillin on. A few persons, his life is a few persons are buried in this world. That's what he's building in the next world. Not that he should look for a star, he's supposed to have something dry in this world. There's no time now. Even if he had Kavana to do it, so let's say Mitzvah Kavana, Mitzvah Rise, Mitzvah Kavana, and let's say there is observation in Midah Shamayim in Mitzvah, that's all it's there. No, I said, Lo, it's a Tzadikim Yeshua, what you're saying, Bereshah, I've been named in Mitzvah Shem, there are no Mitzvah Shem. Some of you didn't even know that there are Mitzvahs down there, right? So there's no Nenin, some of you have a Slayer, it's an Arvan here, there's no Nenin, and Nenin is a person, I mean, it's a Svoinin in a Mitzvah, it should be called Kuwa. So even the Islamists is limited because he's in his physical kingdom. But there they're going to be unlimited. So something's going to be switched on in this world. Nothing's switched on in this world. In this world you've got to switch it on. And then the next world it's switched on already. The original approach, a person goes to a mitzvah, he must do the mitzvah not because of the tainyan, he has the mitzvah, because the shaykh and the shaman mitzvah, it's a man of once he's had that kavana, that's not where it finishes. It means that you need to do every mitzvah dry, do every mitzvah without kavana, without doing every mitzvah without feeling. What about the chas v'shalom? The approach to the mitzvah is that we're doing it because the shana mitzvah is a tzimun. Shasi v'kayim mitzvah, so the person can feel tefillah. The kavana, tefillah's got one, you know, kavana, because the more kavana you have in tefillah, it's going to help you to have more kavana in the mitzvah. The Kutta Torah says that in one of the parashas. The more the tefillah, the kavana is the kavana. Tefillah is kavana. So tefillah, the kavana is the kavana of the mitzvah, which means that after tefillah, the kavana, so then it's easier to have kavana mitzvah. Some people will have it difficult to have kavana mitzvah. They put the tefillah on, they put the, whatever the case is, whatever mitzvah they do, but some also have difficulty to have kavana, they don't feel it. Why? Because they're not properly. The Mir Dam's property is the Tefillah's Kulei Kavanah, right? The Rama Patsman's the Tefillah Kulei Kavanah, any Tefillah. So it's the whole Tefillah equals Kavanah, equals Machshava, equals Panim. So the person's Kulei Panim, yes, Kulei Avodah, dreams Tefillah, Kulei Kavanah, Kulei Slavah, dreams Tefillah, automatically leads. The Deb says that's why Tefillah's not limited, but the Rama's on the Minim Amitsus. The Rama Patsman's the Tefillah's the Raisa, the Patsman's the Nelch's Tefillah, Kulei Kavanah. Because just like mitzvahs, the klali stick of mitzvahs are not in them, right? That's why the in our Aser they have a tefillah. The cook said the Rambam they don't know what to do. The Rambam doesn't write. That's the issue. It's Israel that's been going to make the machleik. The Rambam and Ramban. The Ramban holds. And there's a sukkah to say that mitzvah is a mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't bring it down. They all the kilo because it's all the mitzvahs. You can't have Israel. It's under the mitzvah. So therefore, it's a klali stick of mitzvah. Not a klali stick of mitzvah in there. Oh, that's what they say. I'm saying that until Kutar explains, that's why tefillah is not in there. Tefillah is the kavanah of all the mitzvahs. So that is the kavanah of all the mitzvahs, that's what's happening there.
How can people have in there, you don't know the aim behind the set of mitzvah?
So that's not an excuse. How do you get something done if you don't know how to do it? How do you repair your engine if you don't know how to repair it? You don't repair it. Okay, that's why there's a chinuch, and that's why there's this bear into mitzvahs, and that's why there's supposed to learn about mitzvahs. How do you repair your engine if you don't know how to repair it? You don't repair it. Okay, that's why there's a chinuch, and that's why there's this bear into mitzvahs, and that's why there's supposed to learn about mitzvahs. Yeah. You're supposed to learn about mitzvahs. People got the whole, so they say, well. Learning the Pnimi Stik Mitzvah. The whole Indian, I mean, it's his mark, very beautiful, I've done it. The whole Indian of the readers of Nishmas of Hashem, the readers of Rishon HaNariah, was the Pnimis, to give Pnimis to the world. It was that Thomas Yevashis, that was Thomas Yevashis, that people were just, you know, kind of mitzvahs, just maybe kind of mitzvahs, just kind of nervous lives. So it's a very bad thing to get. They gave the juice to all the Pnimis and the Shama, to all the mitzvahs. Every mitzvah is tefillin, and even his vayin, at least to say, if you don't want to say the Hashem Yichud, at least to read the Hashem Yichud, that was right unto you, and all in Yanam to understand it. It's never ending to how much we can understand mitzvahs, but there has to be an understanding of a mitzvah to make the mitzvah into a slavist, to a mitzvah. Again, it doesn't mean you mekayem mitzvah because of the Islam. Kind of mitzvah because the Shaykh B'Shana mitzvah says you want, but the Shaykh wants you. Sugya and Edmar, this is love, the honest, the right of Rosh Hashanah. People, it's the Vicar Rosh Hashanah, of Ches. This is love, the honest, the right of Elalias, the right of the right. So Rashi translates, this is love, the honest, the right. I don't mean HaKashvach wants all the mitzvahs to be an old for us. He doesn't want us to do HaKashvach. The Kabbalah Malchus the Mitzvah. When a Kabbalah Mitzvah, Akash Baruch Hu, when a Kabbalah Olam Malchus Shemayim, Rishas, the Kiyam of a Mitzvah, this person has to have a, this person has to have his Pashtas. His Pashtas Lagashmi, Rishas, the Kiyam of a Mitzvah. Approach the mitzvah as a shaker the shaman, shans the kiyam mitzvah. As much as he feels down here, it's with all of them, it's a building up for him up there. So it's, there's no second chances. Doesn't it? He's down here, there's no second chances. Whatever he's kinder down here, he's kinder. So it's, you can say about anything, just do the mice, you know, just do it. That's the chill between Ava and Nira, but if you call it, Ava is when you do it out of Ava feeling, Nira, you got no feeling. And you're doing it because you have to do it. What does Rashi say? What's Chanan and what's Igba Hafta? Ain't a daimon, somebody does a mitzvah, and take Ava and take Yira, because take Yira, you're doing it without feeling. You know you have to do it. I'll get it if they want you to do it. Shani, you won't do it anymore. אין כן סמי מצו אבית עשה שם דרך אבס אבית עשה שם דרך אבס ובדאי ובדאי I've always wanted to do it, I feel I want to do it, it's much safer, much more protective, even practically. But in Nira, just he knows he has to do it. I'm all chaptis in the shtekesh to do it, so he doesn't do it. He doesn't have a kindness of Islam, because he can't wait to do it.
He told me
that his father wants to Tirish Soloveitchik, that he enjoys the Soloveitchik Shiurim so much that he feels he's learning Tirish Lishma because he enjoys it so much. What is Soloveitchik's answer? That's Tirish Lishma. That's Tirish Lishma. In other words, again, with the approach of going to learn Torah is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzal HaTzal 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 because people don't feel it. What happened? Everything is, you know, you have to do it, you have to do it. There's no pneumis. So Chaman Islam has a bad effect. Same thing with the Torah, Shasi learning the Torah. There's a Muslav, and you're learning the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're learning the Kodesh Baruch Hu called the Shashuyai. Kodesh Baruch Hu calls it his Shashuyim, his Tori Kilo that he enjoys. So we're not supposed to enjoy the Ramah Chaman Islam. Again, it's always the approach to the mitzvah.
Just approach to the mitzvah.
You got to talk about approach to every mitzvah is that I'm doing it because I'm an Eved Hashem. Are you allowed to feel enjoyment about being an Eved Hashem? Of course. Does an Eved feel enjoyment about being an Eved to his master? No. Do we feel Shtimcha being an Eved Hashem? Yeah. That's why Enocha Ben Chorin Elami Shoyisim B'Torah. What do you mean Enocha Ben Chorin? Torah isn't all. You just said Mitzvah Lab Lahonis. Earliest Lahon and Sarei Nidnu. How can you call me Ben Torah when you say the whole thing is an all? You're screaming Ani Avdecha Ben Amasecha. How can you say Enocha Ben Chorin? The Torah says because an Eved does everything with Shtimcha. That's what he wants to do. That's his Taiva. That's his Slavas. That's what he wants to do. The Lada is an Ishkan Eved. He's only an Eved. So the first approach is that we're doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us. Shekel Shonim says it's Yimono. But that's okay. I mean, anyone ever told you that learning you're supposed to learn because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you you're not supposed to enjoy it? What do you say? You're not supposed to what?
No, I'm just
we ask every day in the Birchas Torah, Bahar of Moshe and the King, what does Bahar mean? What does Bahar mean? It means Gishmak. Ask for Gishmak. Gishmak. How can we ask for Gishmak? You're not supposed to look for the Gishmak. How can you ask for Gishmak? It's with a diary one Gishmak. We're not approaching the Talmud Torah because of the Gishmak. Approaching the Eved. It's the whole Indian is brought down that the first person has to be make himself Mem Satsuk. First you gotta make himself lucky. Why is it to make himself lucky? Because then the whole Gishma and the whole Gishmak, the whole Tain in the Torah can be challenged. If the Tain in the Torah can't be challenged, somebody has Gishmak in other words. Doesn't always have that Gishmak. The question is, where is the Gishmak? In the Gishmak of Chaman Islam, in this Avo, or is the Gishmak in the other Avo? The person doesn't have a Gishmak in any term, it's that he does. So where's the Gishmak going to be? elephants. Shenken presence, his whole Tanakh, his whole Ava, his whole channeled after Ava's Hashem. The Shmak, the time of the Torah mitzvahs. Supposed to run after mitzvahs. How can you run after them when you don't enjoy it? The coin of the mitzvahs is Kulei Mishmak, is to run everywhere, is to run. It's Kulei, it's Kulei, Tanakh, Kaar, and Akoin, it's Noor Ava, it's Noor, it's Tanakh, Kulei, Tanakh, Kulei. That's what I'm talking about. On the Madrigal, Mishravein Ataka says, you know, Dag of Sakh Bittel to Akadosh Baruch Hu, but he couldn't feel tiny. Why? Because he was a Bechina of Chachma, right? He was a Bechina of Kiyocha Chachma's Kachma as Bittel. And really, he was such a level of Bittel that he didn't feel any very Bittel. Kal Yisrael was Orchan Ishmasan when he got to the Madrigal, Kabbalah Satan. It's not a Madrigal that Kal Yisrael was supposed to be on Bechla. It was a Mishkan, we needed a Mishkan, and we needed an Aar. The approach to the Torah has got to be Zichru Torah, Moshe Avdi, right? Zichru Torah, Moshe Avdi, and Moshe Avdi is called Eved. Eved is a Bechina of Bittel. But nevertheless, that's the Kabbal Avos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it comes to the Avoida, Kulei Aaron, Kulei Noor Aleph, Kulei Bishma, Kulei...
It's an approach where Eved Shaf Nasim was
Bechina. Abadai. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Avinu and Malkeinu and Monashe? Sidir Menei Avei. Avinu is like Avinu, he's not Malkeinu, he's Malkeinu, he's not Avinu, it's a Terence. And of course he's both.
That's Sidir?
Is a person, Melech is Melech is Din, and Av is Rachman. Who is Av is Rachman? Avinu Avinu Rachman. Av is Rachman, Melech is Din. Nasdir? So Prince has both. You say, but what's the Bechin of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He's both Avinu, he's both Malkeinu. The Eretz is, it's not the Abdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not the fact that we are like that, he's the king. But Sacheni is Kulei Na'ar, the Kirva that we have. Kulei, we want to make him happy. Whoever wants to make the king happy, he has to make the king happy, otherwise he pays daily for it. Sacheni, we want to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Kulei Abdu, it's Kulei, we want to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy. The first approach is to be Eved, that's the Bechin of Bittel. The person reaches the approach of Bittel, Sacheni, in other words, he's emptied his Kli, so then it's filled up, called Kli. It's full of kolkuli asogus, kolkuli asogus, asogus. Shmuel sends a person on us. What do these people do in Yom Tov? It's off Simcha, they have a big bayah. It's called Simcha, okay, the Simcha in Yom Tov is a Simcha which is mashpia from one Yom Tov to the next. The Simcha remains from one Yom Tov to the next. What's the mitzvah of Simcha? Have you seen the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Lulav? Have you seen the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Lulav? Look at the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Lulav. The mitzvah, the feeling of Simcha, the Kima mitzvahs. The approach, the mourning, and not after the Kudjim Richa. But that itself is a, that itself becomes the Maradik Makor of Simcha. So it's called the Maradik Makor of Simcha. A dry avoidance doesn't need a person anyway. He does, it needs a mystery. But we didn't talk this language. Nobody's arguing. It's Eid Veda Kimachayim. The oil of the Kabbalah mitzvah is the oil. It's not given to us for the Hanor. It's supposed to be Kabbalah mitzvah is the oil. We're not doing the mitzvahs for the Hanor. But we're supposed to feel that's part of our Veda, to feel the Hanor, to feel the tiny that's part of our Veda. And afterwards, clear. We're Avodim of Hashem. We're doing the mitzvah anyways. It's then that lets in, that allows in all the Avodah, all the Slavic. What's the other key? It's to dance, it's to be on one other side of this mentorship, to love him. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person with a type of a tanuga. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person. Hashem said it can, depends where the type is going to be, depends where the tanuga is going to be. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu person can take it to make a cool into it, it's anig, it's a mashana. Or if I can, but the tanuga is going to be there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the person the yitzhar, it gives the person a hava. The question is, where is he going to put it? So we know it's very nice, and it's all our way, but to take it and to put it to the right place. If it's not in one place, I'm sure that person is not going to have it somewhere else. He's going to have the tanuga somewhere else. The tanuga has got to be chal, the tainug, the av has got to be chal somewhere. It's chal and avay, it's Hashem, it doesn't disturb other things, not to put them to stir. It's chal and other things, of course, not. And it's a steer, and anyway. Everyone has got to be b'shach, and it's so got to be doing slime, up close, and nefesh, every mitzvah. Every Indian has got to be b'shach, every Indian has got to be doing slime, up close, and nefesh. Kolachad lafi, majidosa, kolachad lafi. Achana for mitzvah. What's the things you got? That's the whole thing of being meichem for mitzvah. What's the thing of achana for mitzvah? Just do the mitzvah. Just, you know, just do it. That's the whole thing of achana for mitzvah. The Teretz is achana for mitzvah. Without achana for mitzvah, a person can't feel the mitzvah. Because you don't feel the mitzvah. It's felt in the hachana to the mitzvah. So you feel the mitzvah. The more hachana the person has, the more he feels. It's a whole chiluk between Moshe Rabbeinu wants to be. He won't like it, but he told it to me. Oh, he maybe needs to. He doesn't mean it literally, but he said that the early chassidim used to say that the litzamas of a pushtak of a late can be nale a person ruchni. It's more than a musashmuz of a musanik. Why? Because one breaks a person, one is kulei nale. But it didn't mean that my love litzamas has shown. The name was in a person is besimcha. You get a person into simcha, the biggest and the best mind, the greatest thing you can do for a person is to pull him out of depression. It's the greatest thing you can do for a person to pull him out of a matzah of matzah. So you put him into a matzah of simcha, it's kule is alas. When he does something, he does a verse Hashem, it's kule simcha. The simcha is the most important thing. The person is the atzos, nothing goes well. Now it's not the simcha, nothing goes well. Where the matzah of the person is in, always must be a meach. Then it's mal, everything he does is feeling, everything he does is pnimius. So we discuss always the sherish of chassidus is pnimius. Pnimius, so inside me there's a whole machine, it's not me, I'm saying inside the chassid there's a whole machine working. The machine is working, it's churning like a washing machine, it's churning, it's turning, it's fresh. Tzadik and Moshe Rabbeinu, somebody never had anything, never had money, never had these. Never dira, never chill, children, nothing to do with samechim. It's always fresh, always simple, always shining, always ziv. Moshe ziv emanated from his face, always a beautiful smile. A nice picture of him, I'll show it to you. Always smiling, Moshe, nothing in Gashmi is to make him happy. Moshe has these kule, these are psuk of the zimras. Moshe's pashka, these are psuk of the zimras. He was cooking inside, any matzah. It was impossible to find him in a matzah where he was down. Always mechazik, others mechazik himself, always mechazik. Chassidus teaches the pnimius, so the machine is working inside. The machine is working, everything a person does is as pnimius to it. Even mikvah. It's a different life, that's the Yisoidus. Lots of Yisho. Yeah, you have to see one moment in the Torah and understand what we're talking about. Let's finish this. Do you have anything else that you want to ask? It's a different go to these in Yanam and Yanam the Yitzhar and it's supposed to be a Sameach, nah, you're supposed to have Sameach in it, nah, it's yeah. Tough. The Zemiras by Shabbos table brings down all the hashpos, all the premiums for the week, and the eating of the Shabbos brings down the parnasa for the week. The Zemiras of Shabbos called is that so you can be at a Shabbos table. It's mitzvah to make kiddush. I once went to somebody, didn't see the chayav. I once went to a very chashuv young man. He comes to his house, and there's a lady, there's a shishchaya, and mitzvah of kiddush. Shabbos. We come into the house, fill up a bracha, make kiddush, eat a meal. Is any money? We got to eat a meal. Bench, I should say that. And now it's a Shabbos table. Mitzvah to make kiddush. Everything else is moisture, tosefes, and you don't say all that. You know, it's weird. You don't say all that, do you? This year there was a bocha once, then he met again. And his mirrors, his stomach, he brings down all the shpoch, simcha, shpoch, tira, shpoch, all the hambal, shpoch, shiach, shpoch, 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 shpoch But forget, if you look into the Svarat Roshim, it's in Shtoimim, every little thing is, so every little thing, the Moshe Korah, the reason of Rebbe, Moshe Kodaviro, Sefer Community, they're selling it, it's a brisker young man who did it. I showed you the white Sefer I have at home from the Rishabah. It was a brisker young man who went very big into Chassidus. Bring that now, Svarmi, Malakat Svarmi, Tamir Mashana from the Sefer Kabbalah. So last week, I think I saw, and he has a whole Sefer, Shabbat, it's a whole Sefer, where every Machshava person has his Netzach, the Chiyas that every Machshava that a person has brings him. Every Machshava Toiv a person has, you walk in the street, every Machshava Toiv he brings from the Rebbe of the Arizal, the Chiyas that it brings into Lo'ilo, Netzach, Netzach, the Chiyas that brings into Lo'ilo, and the Salyayinim. One little, one Machshava, Netzach, unbelievable. One Machshava does. A person can't live with that unless he's feeling it, unless he feels it. A little breath, it's okay, you know, there's a passage that Moyle says before, I'm also going to tell him, Ashri Tekorev, Ashri Tekorev, Yishkon Chatzrecha, Yishkon Chatzrecha, Nisba Batubich Lecha, Kadosh Mekdashah, I'm also going to tell him, Chayim Kenegad, Shalosh, Sudas of Shalmas, that's a passage that Moyle says before. As you see now, Moel Asher, and now, on top of his Achleish, Echelech, and the Moel Rabbi Yaakov Ha-Shechter, was the Moel, had Rabbi Yaakov Ha-Shechter, the Tzadik, the wrestler, the Tzadik, it goes to Kuna, and he does a few bris in a day, it's probably a bris, Ah, he stayed a young man, he looks around 30, why? So used to hear him by the breast, the pasuk being, you know, the pasuk being said as part of the service. And he talks about the Al-Moid, and Al-Moid, Al-Zoran, Al-Moid, Kadosh Echalecha is the Kodesh Kadoshim, so the Chinuch of the Melech is me, Masig Inyonim, going right into the Kodesh Kadoshim, so it's a Moidic apostle. Same Mala, we hope Penem Eliyahu, and Malach Abris, Kisa Shalayov, same with the Singal LP Penemius, and so. Find it out. Not that I don't know of that. Who?
Women said that. Women said that. Now they do, but one time they didn't. I don't understand it.
Find out. Never heard of such a thing. The dancing is musical. I don't know how to such a thing. I don't know. Find it out. Doesn't make sense. Takes a bit. I don't know. It's very easy. You'll see that vividly glue here. There's plenty of people.
It's
the plenty of everything in Judaism. Feel it. It's a all written book. It's written by Tzadik and Rebellion. Chasim Soifel, Mas Med Otsuf. Chasim Soifel used to sing the song. And Ibn Ezra, the song of Moshe, the king of Kirakoi, to sing on the way home to Dominic. I didn't sing with his kids, with the yeshiva and the Tamilim. He sings mirrors. He made up his own songs, much more superior. He was in Bay Yaakov to sing. So all the hashpah, all the ruchnis, the hashpah from the week come down in his mirrors. See, all these inyanim, the pshat is there, but people look at it as, you know, songs. It's a clip around anything which is there, the Moedic Kleach. always a clip around it. It's always a... Anything with Kodesh is always something that's going to make people look nervous. The Satracha doesn't want you to get your hands in it. It's so hidden, it doesn't want you to get your hands in it. For Kerep, and it's the biggest raya that... Because right, you've got to break through and you've got to forget it, have an off from it, feel it, be tired of it. Yeah, but even the words are written up in Ruach HaKodesh. The words are written, and the words of this name is written up in Ruach HaKodesh. From Shemin, from Ba'an HaGadol, Ba'an Ma'an Kalina, and Koyachsev, These are the neshamas from Tanom and the Moors. Like as if, you know, it's like as if a lot of them would be written in the times of the Moors. But here look at the neshamas. And if the Dveikas, it leads a person to the words, and the Dveikas leads a person to such Dveikas, or Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shabbos, everything is more than Kalias. And reaches places where, reaches Hecholos, where it's cool, it's cool in the Shpia, it's cool in the Shpia Shefa. Every little thing. Same as Pesukah de Zimra does, she doesn't know no more, it's Pesukah de Zimra. People were fathers for all the Yidden, under Atul Achas Hayama. And they made all the Tekonim for all the Yidden, under Achas Hayama. The more Kedusha there is, the more people are going to brush it aside. That's the Yisod. Okay. Things are beginning here, why? Because Snagdus, which was Levi, had they threw him out of the house, and he went up to his Rebbe, the Snagdus came, threw his wife out of the house, and they threw him out of the town. This is a famous letter from Kedusha's Levi. He's called the Hashem. שיש לא צבר מבינו אנו מסנגדים כך יזכו קרוב דה השם אף שיש להם מסנגדים אין דם עליהם בשקורם ודיבר ריבויס ואינינו רויס צד קוסם ושנינו בתפילוסם כמו בדרס ורשוינים ואני לא אחר את הדבר אבל אתם נינו מלמדו את המגד את השבוח הוא אנסיס את תפילוס like in the Dars of Roshayim, and these people who are in the Snakka, and even though they're in Shkorim, the Virimas, Nizke, Shanach, and Lech, the Perseim, and Sfusim, and Yavadlan, and we should eat that Peris. Being that you see that tzaddikim talking about tamid and hashem, tamid and measure tzemach, you see that void of a nigla, look at tippim and ayam, neged apnimius shalem, the kisri arizal, the metzal, the mafteach, the kisri mehem, they use the kisri arizal, they open the mayanus, the choch, the yechudim, the gedoinim, even though they're speaking to the yodam, you don't see it always because it looks like they're schmoozing with regular people, the machshavos and tamid, the roimus, the kele, the shah, yechudim, kolem dim, gemora, hakdoisha, mamish, eish, oichelas, oisa, migodla, ahava, וקדושה נפתח להם היום השחוך מהם וניד להם וניד אהון המבוק הזה יש ראי יצאו מה מסנג מי מסקוית אתם who they are stopping up with these people אהון השינו ודאי בולי זויס ונוף על המסנג אבל תמיד למה שם אין כל אומה ולא שנה היא יכולה לנשל את במה נו אומה ודאי ודאי ותמי שאל את המחלה בישראל מחמד זה כל גודל התפילה שלנו למחשב הזה קודש חוד שכוח that they have but there has to be בחינה has to be בחינה במסנג ובען הדור ומקלין הסף ודאי מה זה לא They're bigger than tzaddikim. Rabbi Shem Tov said that if you see the Aracham HaKodesh, he wants to look out strong to the Aracham HaKodesh, that if he sees the Aracham HaKodesh, the chibur of them seeing each other, as Mashiach is going to come. And he tried so many times to look out strong. There's always something that got in the way. The ship was wrecked, and he missed the ship. And every time he tried to set off the Yitzchak, he couldn't get there. Rabbi Shem Tov, Aracham was here, Rabbi Shem Tov was there. He tried so many times to look out strong. He said, if he meets with Aracham HaKodesh, the Koyach, that's the Yitzchak, the Mashiach, he will carry carry the mechtechos of the whole Geula lachzayom and the faket. You see that sound that had the koyach of esvashtus. Klai Yisrael is kodesh. So that parik is shayano is some kenyir but vachen yifrutz. The only truth is that it's faket. It's not shayano is esvashtus of the kedusha. Most of all is all the godel of tamidim were all doing this nothing but they broke them. And they saw there was all of this. They saw how they learned. They weren't more impressed with this. They saw how they finished the prayer. The Otanya made all this chassidim from the all the godel of tamidim in Russia. The all godel of tamidim. They used to go saying shtik lechtoyer. But he said shtik lechtoyer after he sang the song of Talmud. Oh, Kitay Hashem. And they saw the seekers of Torah, they saw the Arab, they saw the Drakers, the Dovakis in Torah. They all swallowed up, they all swallowed up by it. So, feel the godless nagnus, it's the godless loch. So, as you see today, how the bigger the nagnus is, the greater it's loch. The more it shows it's everything, it spreads, and it's going itself. Measures of Magdalene, I promise them that Yav Chassidim will always be a low yearning. Tzlacha will always be a tzlacha, which is the Ma'ala Meshua. So it's exactly what's one of the girls in Adora, and he told me, Begaiva, after the Friday night meal, he lies down on the couch and he reads the newspaper. He wants to show you, and he said to him, he's a real literature. After the Shabbos meal, he lies down and he reads the newspaper. I don't say which Rashi you're telling me about. I'm saying it, Begaiva. You know, it was a shtaimim that. It's a draft that he's trying to say that the spitz you can get to is not to feel any pneumonia. That the spitz you can get to is when you don't feel any pneumonia. It's almost a koyach of feeling. Besides the fact that, of course, it doesn't make sense. But you see so many people fall in for it. So many people fall in for it. It's almost a koyach of feeling. Not allowing people to get involved. Not allowing people to get involved with pneumonia. Not allowing people to break through the clipper to get involved in pneumonia and to feel it. So it's a... Even I'm saying in Shalashudas, this person depends on the Queen Shakonshi by Shalashudas. Comes out Shalashudas, with Matzah Shabbos, very difficult to learn. Why is Matzah Shabbos being a Messiah? Especially in the modern yeshivas, they have to go out and the whole Shabbos, they have to go out with the Shalashudas. Person's in the Queen Shakonshi. Three Sudas of Shabbos, and maybe the three Chalokim of the Matzah Shalashudas. Shnabel has Shalashudas in the dark. Why is it in the dark? Because it's steaming, it's called steaming, it's Bechina Kodesh Kodesh, and it's Klein Leros, and it's Bechina Volayim Hamba, it's Bechina Volayim Leros, it's the highest diver. Oh, the dark. Like, you can't see it, nobody saw the Kodesh Kodesh. It's the Ayin Leros. The Kodesh Kodesh was Bechina, which is the Mal, and Amid, it's Ayin Leros, Volayim Hamba, it says Ayin Leros, like Kim Zuma Sakh. Even the Nevi'im couldn't see it, so it's cool, like Bechina Dab. Pasha's Vayichi is the Hech Star, the Pasha's Vayichi Yaakov, the Chiyos HaNitzchi of Yaakov Avinu, and told them, right? It's the only time ever mentioned in the Torah that it's going to be Echos Hayomim. Fairish, I'll come and I'll tell you when Echos Hayomim, the greatest gilui is in Parshas Vayechi. What's Parshas Vayechi? Parshas Tumah. That's the first Rashi. Parshas Tumah. Why is there Tumah? It means there's no gap. Why not? Steam in the cold steam, it's all in the dark. The Hechos is not, the Shalashunas is the. You have to come once to Zilberg Shalashunas. You know what he's talking about. Say, well, you see the Chernobyl. It doesn't have a tzaddik, you have a Chernobyl in heaven. Saying the Shalashudas is the greatest diamond, but that's Mitzvah. Hashem used to fall into a drake sometimes till Sunday morning. Shalashudas didn't come out. Chassidim used to wait sometimes 10 hours. They fell into a drake, so they didn't come back. And they were just sitting there, and there was Mala, the whole tzibah with him, and they all felt themselves in a different world, but nothing was going on. And hours and hours and hours later, he opened his eyes, and then he started. They're coming out of Shalashudas, coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. My Emazai and Nezar and Mara Koyin and the Koyin Gadol coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Maybe it's always going to see to the Matzah Shabbos because I'm not going to learn. Coming out with such koyches, and if he doesn't put those koyches into Kedusha, into Melach Malka, into Toyer, into Inyan, also always the quickest in the more modern places, the quickest minion is always the Matzah Shabbos minion after Shabbos. Because the Avoda, the Itzahor is chalashim, the koyches of Tumah, the Sitrach is chalashim together with Shabbos. The person walks out of Shalashudas, walks out of the Ram, of Shabbos, and he's chalashim. He's going to get hold of them, but if a person dances properly, he learns properly, he's all those koyches. All those Ashpahs going to the Koyches of Kedusha. And the Tzad Shekinega doesn't get anything from it. And mainly, always Shalom, Malav Malka, always the people who are not even care not to eat, not to, there's always things plenty to do. Shabbos, I have to get out. Care, that's all the machama. Who's getting this murder in the of Kedusha? That a person soaked into himself to challenge Shuddhas properly. If a person then utilize that time properly, then he doesn't get that. He doesn't get that minimum. The thing is, the Atar is always going to, whenever there's a murder in the Koyach of Kedusha, the Atar is always going to make sure nobody gets. So you can hear now, Shatayna, you know, it's handsome, now Shatayna is, don't do this. No, just do it. People falling into it. It doesn't want people to feel. It doesn't want people. Like a Shabbos is giving you a lech of chaim. A Shabbos is sending you. Pinimi is sending you a slav. It's sending you so much. Yitzhar doesn't want you to take it. It's going to come with any nourish credit that you shouldn't take it. There's no greater feeling than a person has felt it once. You know, just try it. Just try it once and see if you feel something. If you feel something, it doesn't need to. Always tell the Bochum when I have Shabbos in the morning. Did you feel Rosh Hashanah? Did you feel some moridic uplifting feeling? Even once a year, but on Rosh Hashanah you felt it. Even on the whole Rosh Hashanah, you felt it for 5 minutes on Rosh Hashanah. Every Yid feels, even the Pintele Yid feels Rosh Hashanah, or Yom Kippur, or Yom HaKodesh, something. Yeah, on Yom Kippur, it's the Mincha, it's unbelievable. You felt the Pnimis. Once you feel the Pnimis, so nobody can tell you that you don't have Pnimis. Nobody can tell you that there's no Pnimis. You felt it. Some people feel it every day, some people feel it every minute of the day, and some people feel it once. For 5 minutes, you keep on fulfilling. Felt as a pneumis. So, Tamuru, the Baltan used to go after saying Shikul, he's had a special nigam. Tamuru, he had a special nigam, and the people heard the Shikul Torah, the way of saying it with Vekas, and they heard the Tamuru, sent them flying. And they used to walk out of their red dress with thousands and thousands of people who were there. So, because you learn, even the same, you learn in Gemara, you must talk it to it, you know, Hele Din Hashem, it's the Tanam Ram, you learn it to Kedusha, you learn it to, you know, you learn it when you're soaked into it, it's the Chumah, Gavalti, Gamay, the Kafim, same thing as the Tfilin, same thing as every Indian of our way to Hashem. Yeah.